A four-year-old falls 9 feet onto concrete. She should have died, but six big angels guided her to safety.
Do angels exist? Are healing miracles real? Is there life after death? Can people get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 25 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. What would you do? You have your granddaughter over, you're enjoying yourself in your swimming pool in the backyard, and all of a sudden, Mary Jo Pennington decides to go up on the diving board, and she yells out, "My God, I have broken my baby! What happened?"
Well, I climbed to the top of the sliding board, and have a slide that goes down into the pool, with great caution and care because I hadn't done that in over 4 years. And as I got to the top, Victoria said, "Macho, can I come up and slide down with you?" And I said, "Sure." And I didn't realize she would just scoot right up behind me, and she was just right behind me. And my old knees just gave way, and I fell flat really hard, and my body hit her, and she went flying backwards at a very high rate of speed, and it was 9 feet to the concrete. And I just screamed, "Oh God, I've broken my baby." And I kept screaming that and screaming it. And
Don, you were watching. First of all, what was your profession?
I'm an engineer.
All right, this is your granddaughter too. What did you see with your eyes?
Well, I was in the pool, alongside the pool, just about opposite where the sliding board was. And I heard Majo scream. I wasn't looking at her at the time, but I heard her scream, "Oh God, I've broken my baby." And I looked up in time to watch Victoria fly backwards away from the sliding board. And she stretched out horizontally, mm-hmm. little body stretched out horizontally, and I saw it rotate 180 degrees, so her feet were pointing in the opposite direction.
While she's still horizontal
while
in
she's
the
still
air.
Horizontal.
How you're an engineer, how can you account
well,
for
it
that?
Was, what I was seeing was not making sense to my brain. And then I saw her almost float, and not only go straight down to the concrete, but she moved over about 6 feet away from the sliding board and settled down on her little backside and her elbows and her hands. And I just couldn't believe what I expected to see her body flying in all kinds of parts.
So you obviously went to examine what was going on. Where were you? Were you still on top of the sliding board?
Yes, I couldn't get down at all. And I couldn't see her when she was behind me. And then suddenly, and she didn't scream. I was screaming, but she didn't scream. But suddenly I saw her settle in my view where I could see her. And I felt as though I had to keep my eyes on her. If I glanced away, she'd fall into a million pieces. I just had to keep eye contact with her. And I was still screaming, "I've broken my baby." But I just knew that if I stopped, I don't know why I thought I could hold her together just by looking at her. And then Grandpa came around to check her out.
What did you see?
Well, she was trying to get up. She says, "Grandpa, I'm okay, I'm all right." And she was physically trying to get up. But I made her lay still. And I said, "Please let me check you all over," because I did not know what I was going to find.
You're telling me she fell over, thrust like with a force,
right.
And fell 9 feet onto cement?
Right.
Yeah, so what was with her?
So I checked her all over. I checked the, you know, her head and down to her neck and her spine and her arms and her legs. And they all worked, and there was no blood, and those, you know, she appeared perfectly normal. So at that point, I did let her get up, and then I noticed two little places on her body. She had a little scrape on her right elbow and a little red mark on her palm, and that's the only evidence of any injury that I could find.
Okay, you're an engineer, you're a logical man. How do you account for this? It's not making sense to my brain.
Well, it didn't make sense to mine, and I can't account for it now. except in light of the what we learned later from talking to Victoria. But at that time, it just made no sense to me at all.
Now Manjo, when you heard your granddaughter talking to her mother on the telephone, you got your first inkling of what really was going on. What did you overhear?
She said, "Mommy, I'm not broken. Manjo knocked me off the slide." And I heard God yell, "Save the children, catch Victoria." And six big angels came and caught me and zoom, took me right up to heaven.
Now, Don, is there any other explanation for how she fell and the fact that she didn't break her body?
Not to me, there's not.
I can't think of anything.
No, we just thought it was just a great miracle of God's protection that kept her from serious injury. But when we heard, that her talked to her mother over the phone that she had gone to hell, and we didn't know what to think at that point.
Speechless.
Okay, they had like a home video of Victoria when this happened and her reporting on what she saw. Let's go to that right now.
All right. Now show me what happened.
When the...
Show me.
When the angel caught me, I said, boom!
Okay, now... that's kind of because she's seven now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, boy, I can see where you went from they to a miracle.
Yeah.
You must have been one grateful grandmother.
I was. I couldn't stop thanking God for this wonderful blessing that He gave us, that He saved her. I just couldn't stop.
And she keeps going back to heaven. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away. I know you'll be back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. On today's program, you've heard only a portion of 4.5-year-old Victoria's story about her visit to heaven and back. Call now and get your copy of Six Big Angels and find out the entire story of what she witnessed, heard, and experienced. It's yours for a donation of only $18 postage paid. Ask for order number 1042. This book reveals the reality of heaven, angels, and the loving and merciful nature of God. This is a book that will heal broken hearts. It will bring comfort to those who lost loved ones. Your longing to spend all eternity in heaven with God will be increased. Your fear of death will be overcome. You'll receive answers to these questions. Will we see our loved ones in heaven? What happens to unborn babies in heaven? Do children abandoned by their parents hold contempt in their hearts? Will we look the same in heaven? Where do people live in heaven? What is the throne room of heaven like? What does Jesus look like? Are there gold-paved streets in heaven? Call and get your copy of Six Big Angels for a donation of $18. Postage is included. Or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify order number 1042 or log on to sidroth.org. Many have said after reading this book, they began to encounter their own visitations of the heavenly realm. Call or write today for your copy of this life-changing book. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Mary Jo Pennington. She's affectionately called by her granddaughter, Manjo. And Manjo, you got the shock of your life. Your granddaughter, you fall, knock her off of the top of the sliding board. She falls down somewhere 9 feet onto cement, but she falls in almost a suspended state where she changes her position. Your husband said there is no human explanation. Then you overhear her talking on the telephone to her mother, and she said, Six
big angels caught her and zoom took her up to heaven.
Now, I'm sure if it had been me, I would have questioned my granddaughter at that point. What'd you do?
Well, we were so surprised that we couldn't think of anything intelligent to ask her. So we asked her what color were their robes and their wings. And their robes were white and their wings were white, shiny, sparkling. And the angels themselves glowed. And when they had, I said, how big were they? She said, really big. Their hands were this wide, like from here to here. And they were warm and glistery and glowy. And when they hold my hand, she said, when them hold my hand glowed too. They made her light up like a light bulb. She shone like a light bulb.
Now, where did they take her?
Well, they took her up. She said they passed all the things that she likes, the trees, the birds. They passed an airplane that was taking off, and they were going straight up, and the plane was going sideways. She looked back, and the earth was getting smaller and smaller. When she first saw it, it was like rounded, and then it got to where it was like a little ball. And then they got to a place that was way beyond the stars that there was a stairway that had angels going back and forth up to heaven, and her six angels and her continued up the stairway. And when they got to within, they told her to look ahead, and it was like there was this big glowing. She said she thought they were going to land on the sun. It was so glowing. And they got closer and closer, but it wasn't hot. It just was glowing like the sun, but much brighter. And when they landed, she was in front of a gate, and a small angel that had been coming up along with her up the stairs came over to the gate and tickled the gate with her feather. And the gate laughed and swung open.
Now, when she went into heaven, she saw some babies. Tell me about that.
Yes. She said an angel came out to tell her where was Jesus and then took her to the baby place. And the baby place that she first was taken to was a really big, really large, beautiful building, and in it were long, lots of tables that are very soft, and Jesus and the angels were working on little babies that Victoria could hold in her hand, and they were making them whole. And the babies, even though they stayed little, they instantly, as Jesus made them whole, had mental capacity to be able to speak and understand. And they were made strong to where they could use their arms and their legs, but they stayed little. They grow as normal, the normal size that they would on the earth. But when they're made whole, they have full mental capacities.
Now, in your book, you talk about some terminology she uses about, she said that the baby was squeezed out. Explain that.
She went to this other room that had a beautiful baby room, and this little baby, the first baby she saw, she said her was squeezed out of her mommy before her was old enough to live. And we met several babies there that were, and then she started to tell me about a little baby that had gone full term, but she started to look kind of sick when she told me about her. She said she was the garbage baby.
You know what, a four-year-old, is there any way a four-year-old would know about abortion?
No, there's no way. But each of the babies that had been aborted were this little, and they were squeezed out before they were old enough to live. And then the garbage baby was left at a dumpster, and it died. And when the garbage baby told her that story, she became a little sad. And they went and got a kangaroo, came and put him in her pouch. It was a warm place for this little baby to be. And the kangaroo actually took him for a ride out in this beautiful park. And Victoria couldn't fit all the way in, and she hung her legs out, and they went bouncing. They would bounce as high as the sky.
You know what? If she was making this whole thing up, here's the deal as I see it. Number one, the way she felt, with not anything even broken, you can tell there's something supernatural. To me, I don't have a better explanation than angels caught her. And for a four-year-old to have such a graphic description of abortion, but it gets even more exciting than that. She sees things in heaven that we read about in the scriptures. Again, there'd be no way she could know these facts. But let's go to a clip of a report on the children she saw in heaven.
There was eight boys, eight girls. There's a boy, a girl.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
The Адам Хадаш Эхад.
One new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, SidRoth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to SidRoth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Mary Jo, affectionately called Ma Jo by her family, Pennington, and her four-year-old granddaughter should have died. Fell straight onto concrete, but she didn't really fall. She was like carried down by angels. She saw the angels. Her grandfather, who's an engineer, said it is humanly impossible for her not to have hurt herself and to have fallen and turned in midair the way she turned unless there was some supernatural help. And then she went to heaven and she talked about seeing little boys and little girls. Tell me about that.
Yes, she saw eight boys and eight girls, and these children ranged in age from around 4 years old to 10 years old. And some of these children had been aborted, squeezed out before they could live. But one little boy, we found out in an unusual way. We were putting flowers by my mother's grave about 2 weeks after she fell. And she had to find the grave of a little boy. She just had to. It was urgent for her to find his grave. And
didn't you kind of wonder why a four-year-old is looking for a grave of someone?
Yes. Her mother walked all over this huge cemetery looking for it. And the only way she found him, she finally mentioned that we wanted to leave and come back another day. And she said, but the tent will be gone. And apparently she had observed the tent from another place and knew from the tent how to get to where the grave was. And so they started looking at all the tents.
Observe the tent from another place.
She saw it from heaven.
That's what I thought you were saying. Okay, go ahead.
And Michael showed it to her from heaven. And
Michael? Who's Michael?
One of the eight boys and eight girls.
Okay.
And this is the little boy she's looking for, and she when they finally looked around and they saw a tent over beyond my mother's grave and about 90 feet. And so they drove back around and she walked up to that, turned her back to the tent and looked out across the cemetery as though getting her bearings and walked straight to this little boy's grave. And she said to her mother, what does that say? And she said, honey, it's a little boy. His name is Michael. She said, this is it. And she saw him in heaven. And she said, why do we need to find his grave? And she said, because there's another one. And she later revealed to us that he was killed in a crash. She told us how the crash happened. It was in the newspaper exactly as she told it to us. Except she told us that the car was forced off the road by a big monster truck with lump tires. And then it hit a cement thing, and then it went through the air, turned upside down, and landed at a tree. Well, the newspaper did not give the account of the monster truck because that person left the scene. But the car actually had been stopped by a cop and had been left. And after it left the cop, this was all in the newspaper,
Could someone have read that article to her and that, and she just made that up?
No. Bubba, her brother, Patrick, went back the next day to the cemetery and got the name off of the marker. Yes. And went to his school and looked it up on the internet, and the newspaper clippings were there. And he printed them and brought them to us, and we were just astonished. Because the first thing our mother said, ask her what color the car was. And we did, and she said it was red. She said, ask her if it landed upside down or right side up. She said upside down. So that's when she told me all about how the wreck happened. And I was telling it back to Sandy, and Sandy was saying, man, I've got goosebumps. This is so unreal. It's just exactly like it is in the paper.
Now, what did she mean, there's another one?
Well, there were some custody battles after the little boy had lived with his father, but he was visiting his mother when her boyfriend wrecked the car, and they were both killed, the man and the little boy. And the little boy wanted his sister to stay with his father, actually. He wanted her not to have to go with the mother anymore.
Now, how did you know all of these facts?
They're in the newspaper.
So there's really no explanation for Victoria to have all this information.
No, not at all.
Except to prove to you that there's something way beyond.
Yes.
I don't, you know what, if you didn't even have those facts, I don't see how a four-year-old could imagine what you're
not
telling
at
me.
All.
Even if you didn't have that verification.
We have never been able to find the little boy, his parents.
Did the little boy tell her anything else about the situation?
Yes, he said that he had been mean to kids at school, and that when the accident happened, he had a stick through his throat and he couldn't speak very well, but he was trying to say, God forgive me for being mean to the kids at school. So as young as he was, and he was only 4 and a half when he died, he knew his heart needed to turn to God. Even as he knew he was dying, he asked God to forgive him for being mean to kids at school. Not that he would have gone to heaven anyway, but he knew his heart had to turn to God at that moment.
Now,
and then the angels took him on up to heaven.
You told me of something else that was interesting, that by your swimming pool, people report seeing angels now?
Yes. There is a lifeguard angel that's at the diving board all the time now. He's very large. Sometimes I can see him pretty clearly. I can see like breastplate, little brown like chest breastplate on him. I have seen him very well, but other people can too. When you step out our glass sliding door and look toward the glass sliding door, the sliding board, you can see like a mist in the shape of an angel that you can see through it, but you can clearly see him. And what happens is the bars on the sliding board will reflect in his body. You can see them reflect several times up in his body, and there's no reason for them to reflect. There's nothing to reflect there.
Well, I also understand that your granddaughter, Victoria, goes to heaven often.
Yes, she does. In fact, she said when she doesn't go to heaven, heaven comes down to her.
What does she mean by that?
She can often just look up and God, she can see God and Jesus just right there.
You do realize that what you're telling me is very hard for a lot of our viewers to believe. I bet it was hard for you. What convinced you?
I did. A lot of times I have doubt, but I'm always convinced, because there's no way she would know what she knows. She's a very normal child. When I ask her what she does when she goes out to play, you know, if she can always look up and see God there, she said she just doesn't look up. She has to keep her head where she can't see him so she can just be normal and play, because a lot of times all she has to do is glance up and see Jesus or God. And I tell her, don't go out close to the road. I don't want you outside by yourself. She said, I'm never by myself. Jesus is always with me.
You know what I loved in the book about when she sat in God's lap? I don't know about you, but I would like to sit in God's lap.
Yes. Well, she had seen God at the baby place and Jesus and her family. But when Jesus and her at the end started to the throne room by themselves to go and tell God by because she was going to come back. Well, Jesus wanted her to stay. But when she entered the throne room, she was afraid of the living creatures. She saw things with lots of eyes, and they made lots of noise, and they scared her. But once they got past that, then God motioned to her to come to him, and she ran to him, and he allowed her to climb up his leg and across his lap into his lap. And she.
Now, these living creatures are described in the Bible in the throne room. How was her description compared to the Bible description?
Well, she now calls them the four faces. But at first, she said, when she was very small, she was only five, when she said, "They have lots of faces on their face." And she said, "They have lots of wings, they have lots of eyes on them, and their legs go down straight, and they don't have toes like us."
How could she have known this? How could a four-year-old have known anything like this? You know, Mary Jo, if you just open your Bible and you turn to Ezekiel, the first chapter, and you read this four-year-old's account of what happened in her book, it's just like the Bible. She even talks about seeing the lion with the whiskers, but she sees something in heaven that there is no way she could have known that happened to Mary Jo, many years ago, which revolutionized Mary Jo's life. Come on back next week and we'll continue on her adventures in heaven.
On today's program, you've heard only a portion of 4.5-year-old Victoria's story about her visit to heaven and back. Call now and get your copy of Six Big, Big, Big Angels and find out the entire story of what she witnessed, heard, and experienced. It's yours for a donation of only $18 postage paid. Ask for order number 1042. This book reveals the reality of heaven, angels, and the loving and merciful nature of God. This is a book that will heal broken hearts. It will bring comfort to those who lost loved ones. Your longing to spend all eternity in heaven with God will be increased. Your fear of death will be overcome. You'll receive answers to these questions. Will we see our loved ones in heaven? What happens to unborn babies in heaven? Do children abandoned by their parents hold contempt in their hearts? Will we look the same in heaven? Where do people live in heaven? What is the throne room of heaven like? What does Jesus look like? Are there gold-paved streets in heaven? Call and get your copy of Six Big, Big, Big Angels for a donation of $18. Postage is included. Or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify order number 1042 or log on to sidroth.org. Many have said after reading this book, they began to encounter their own visitations of the heavenly realm. Call or write today for your copy of this life-changing book.
If you're encouraged and helped by these television programs, please consider assisting us with future productions. Send your tax-deductible gift to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Call toll-free at 1-800-548-1918 or visit our website at sidroth.org.